This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Capitol complex was shut down temporarily Monday out of an abundance of caution after a small fire broke out nearby, the U.S. Secret Service said, underscoring security jitters days before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The Secret Service said, quote, there is no threat to the public, end quote, in a tweet. The lockdown follows the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. by President Donald Trump supporters, some of whom called for the death of Republican Vice President Mike Pence as he presided over the certification of Democrat Biden's November election victory. Vice President Mike Pence is planning to attend Wednesday's inauguration, while Mr. Trump is not, foregoing 160 years of the U.S. tradition of an outgoing president attending his successor's swearing-in ceremony to demonstrate a peaceful transfer of power. Defense officials say they are worried about an insider attack or other threat from service members involved in securing President-elect Biden's inauguration Wednesday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
This is prompting the FBI to vet all of the 25,000 National Guard troops coming into Washington for the event. This comes on top of the routine military reviews of service members for extremist connections. It underscores fears that some of the very people assigned to protect the city over the next days could present a threat to the incoming president and other VIPs in attendance. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press, officials are conscious of the potential threat and warn commanders to be on the lookout for any problems within their ranks. I'm Julie Walker.
Joe Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States via remote. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office said Monday it was deeply troubled by the arrest of Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny and called for his immediate release. Four masked police officers detained Navalny at passport control Sunday evening, the first time he had returned home after being poisoned by what German military tests showed was a Novichok nerve agent, a version of events the Kremlin rejects. Political analyst Maria Lippmann says Navalny is increasingly becoming a thorn in the government's back.
Remaining abroad, becoming a political emigre, would mean death to a public politician, and especially in Russia, because Navalny does not have a strong public following at home.
Navalny's detention was ordered by Moscow's prison service in relation to alleged violations of a suspended prison sentence in an embezzlement case he says was trumped up. A spokesperson for Uganda's main opposition party says government forces raided its headquarters Monday, a day after its leader vowed to challenge his loss in last week's presidential election. He told reporters police have surrounded the compound of the National Unity Party located in a Kampala suburb and are preventing members from entering the building. A police spokesman told Reuters news agency NUP offices have been cordoned off for security reasons, but did not say if troops have actually entered the building. Tensions have been rising in Uganda after the country's election commission declared President Yoweri Museveni the winner of the 2021 general election Saturday over Bobi Wine, a singer turned lawmaker. The World Health Organization is in advanced negotiations with Pfizer to include the firm's COVID-19 shot in the body's vaccine sharing plan, which would speed vaccine deliveries to poorer countries, a senior official said Monday. The COVAX program, led by the WHO and Gavi Vaccine Alliance, is due to start rolling out vaccines to poor and middle-income countries in February, with 2 of 3 billion doses expected to be delivered this year. Americans celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day Monday amid a global pandemic that has forced many events to be moved online at a time the country faces threats of political violence. In an AP interview, Southern Poverty Law Center President Margaret Wong says Dr. King wanted people to try and understand those who are angry and hateful.
He pointed out that hate does not drive out hate. Only love can do that. And it can be very hard to hate those, to love those who hate you. But it is more important than ever that we understand what drives that hate.